This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Maybe you know what a zombie is.
When you keep voting party line, this is what happens to you.
It's worse than horrible because a zombie has no will of his own.
You have subways that are falling apart. You have cops that are being accosted in the street because of that socialist you elected as your mayor.
You see them sometimes walking around blindly with dead eyes, following orders.
When are you New Yorkers going to start holding those people responsible for what they do?
Not knowing what they do, not caring.
You mean like Democrats?
I'm going to deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, and maybe even get you a little embarrassed. So don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
It's the Joe Messina Show.
Welcome back to another session of Sanity. Right here on the Joe Messina Show. It was a pleasure to have you with me, 855-REAL-JOE. 855-732-5563. Get involved. Get engaged. Be part of the solution. It's really what I want you to be. It's really how I want you to get involved. And this is the only way, the only way for you to get informed is to listen to shows like mine. It doesn't have to be my show if I'm not the one that does it for you. I want you to be able to get informed. I want you to be able to get involved. And not just because you have nothing better to do. Because if you're going to be out there speaking to this stuff, I want you to speak to it I want you to speak to it with some authority, knowing that you have the information. And that the information is real. That's always good, too. Anyway, you heard me talking to Zoe about this a little bit. What have you, that's right, you snowflake parents, what have you done to your kids? Now, we got students that have sounded off on DeSantis. He's made some changes at the higher education boards there in Florida. And he's appointed conservatives to those college boards. One student says, our safety is at risk and we're very concerned about the potential consequences of our school, our small school, becoming a battleground for a greater conservative culture war. Wow. Does this person ever get out of their little bubble? The war usually is started by the left. The violence is almost always based on what the left is doing. The left, committing violence against the right. Look at the videos. Read the stories. When they say the safety is at risk, what do they mean by that? You mean like they're afraid they're going to get an opposing viewpoint that might cause them to go? This person goes on to say that they are very afraid to the point where they shiver. Are you serious? You know, some of you have been afraid like that in other things, and when you start to shake like that. You know what that's all about. They said their safety means that, violence, if people show up here to intimidate us and start, they don't start violence. And they don't intimidate you. They give you a different point of view. You're the ones that go nuts with it. Look, when Students for Life, all across the country, when they put up their posters on abortion. It's the left that comes in, takes them, tears them up, stomps on them, pushes those kids around. That's violence. Me chanting that the kids deserve a voice is not violence. But you guys have been so twisted. Your educators, your teachers have done such a poor job. Actually, I should say they have done a fantastic job of indoctrinating you into believing certain things that just flat out aren't true. If you can't handle a different point of view, you're not going to be able to handle life. Because there are people out there that, you know what, have a different point of view. So, again, it's almost like they want to they want to dictate that if they're upset about something, if they don't like something, it has to stop because they're afraid that means it's wrong and it's violent and it's bad. And the other way it works out, not so much. Just nuts, isn't it? 855-REAL-JOE. Love to hear what you have to say. 855-732-5563. Get involved. Get engaged. Be part of the solution. It's the only way, as I always say it, I'll say it again, I'll keep saying it. It is truly the only way we win. Is when you decide to step up and push back. But you do it with information. You do it with knowledge. You will stop them in their tracks because they don't know what to do. I mean, they really don't know what to do. Here's one. Well, no, I got this. I'll do this when we come back. I mean, there are so many. There's so many stories where people are now out there pushing back, as well they should be, on that whole pro-abortion. Yes, it's what's best for the mother. No, you shouldn't save the kids out. That's crazy. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Hey, head up to the website, joemessina.com, joemessina.com. And that way there, real simple, you can see what's coming up on the shows. You can take the poll. You can sign up for the email blast. There's a lot you can do on the site. You can read the recent stories we posted. You actually can watch live. You can listen live. And you can converse on the in the chat room. Just a lot happened there. A lot for you to get involved in on. When we come back again, Lila Rose. I mean, God bless this woman. She is out there. She has been. She's been at it as long as I've been doing the show. I think she was my first or almost my first interview I ever did. And she is fighting the fact that says, why do we teach women that their only option is abortion? It's just amazing. Go and see your host. Don't go far. A lot more coming up.
Are you 60 plus and love to travel? Introducing the Senior Travel Discount Network, brought to you by Low Cost Airlines. Call us anytime, day or night, and save up to 75% on your airline and hotel reservations. We can help you save a ton of money to fly almost anywhere. We have inside discounts on over 500 airlines and 500,000 hotels worldwide. And when you call and mention the discount code 60 plus, we'll give you an extra free night with your qualified air and hotel reservation. Now you can get the best prices on air and hotel reservations with your phone. We make it easy and fast for you to save money and book a trip. Remember, call the Senior Travel Discount Network. Mention the discount code 60 plus for your free hotel night with your qualified reservation. Call now.
210-526-2010. 210-526-2010. 210-526-2010. That's 210-526-2010.
Term life insurance. It can be a powerful way to protect your assets and your family. You work hard to earn and save your money to build a nest egg for the future. Don't let it get wiped out because you didn't plan ahead. Take the time now and make a small investment in $500,000 or more in quality term life insurance. Call the Term Lifeline and let us shop the best companies to give you the lowest rates. We specialize in policies of $500,000 and above. Ask about some of our 10 and 20 year fixed rate plans with guaranteed rates. Call the Term Lifeline right now for your free insurance quote. 800-957-6070. 800-957-6070. You owe it to yourself to protect your family and your assets. Make term life insurance part of that plan. Call the Term Lifeline right now. 800-957-6070. 800-957-6070.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally, and it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind in paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best, deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. That's 800-932-5140.
It has been established that persons who have recently died have been returning to life and committing acts of murder.
You know this man.
Go ahead. Make my day.
When Marimba River starts to play, there's a way.
We're back. Go see your host. Always up. 855-RADIO, 855-732. 5560. Yeah, we're doing our normal stuff tonight, right? We're dealing with abortion. Actually, I don't want to call it abortion anymore, right? We're dealing with pro-life. We're dealing with protecting your kids, saving your kids. That's what we're dealing with. And all kinds of other things. So, I met Lila Rose, God, 15 years almost now. Like I said, she was one of the first interviews I ever did on the show. And she has been fighting, this young lady has been fighting for the life of children forever. And I think it was her innocence when she was younger that really helped her not get discouraged and keep pushing forward. And she goes on some of these talk shows, and I love how she hit, in this particular case, I won't give it away yet, how she goes after the commentator with just real information. Flat out just real information. Take a listen. And pray that it works the first time.
Don't you feel that your extreme positions are just forcing women toward these more dangerous options?
I think that, Sally, we should dare to have a better view for America and our women by saying we shouldn't believe and have to think that women need abortion and that we have to kill our children to achieve the dreams and the careers and families that we want. I think we can do better than that as a society. I think women deserve better. I think we should fight at the community level for programs that are positive, that help women if they're single mothers. We should improve the foster care system. We should improve the adoption system so that we can welcome children to this country instead of seeing them as a threat and killing them by the thousands each day.
Can you answer that question specifically, which is, for the women who still do choose abortion, restricting their option just leads them to more dangerous choices?
Why are they in the position to feel like abortion is their only option? Could it be because a boss didn't want to promote them? Because a boyfriend was going to leave them? A university professor said, we're not going to be flexible with our class schedule? Let's look at the reasons, but let's not turn to killing our littlest Americans as a solution to these problems.
God bless her. And we need more like her. And you need to get informed so you could be like her. There is no reason why we can't take the same stances. I want to know when it happened that abortion and adoption switched spaces. Give that some thought, right? There isn't anybody with two brain cells, with any kind of education whatsoever, that won't sit there and say, yes, it's the killing of a baby. It's the stopping a life of a human being for the benefit of the mom. Not for the safety of the mom, but for the career benefit of the mom. And I don't even know if I want to call her a mom at that point. Since they're all into this birthing person, then maybe I'll go along with that, right? It's for the safety of the birthing person. How do you like that? Or the career? No, I mean, you chose to have that child, whether it was because of unprotected sex, whether it was because you thought you were with the right guy and you were with a schlock. They're out there. They're all over the place. They're out there. And I this is where I wish Dr. Bridget Melson was on. We're going to have her back on here soon. Because, the reality of it is, you can't keep doing this. Look, ladies, you can't fix these men. Now, I've talked to a lot of you. You all think that you can fix some of these guys. They really don't have anybody to hug or love them. Bullpuckies. They're animals. They don't care. All right, they're looking to get their happy little jollies and then leave you high and dry. So I love what she said. She's true. Why is it that we've made it so just the only option these girls think they have is abortion? It makes no sense. It's up to us to turn that around, to turn that thought process around, to turn that whole thing around. And we do it by getting informed and imparting that information on others, don't you think? All right, let's get into some political craziness. McCarthy says that the FBI briefings he's already been on show that Swalwell was so troubling, not only would you not want him on any committee, he should be anywhere near anybody who has information. I believe that. They don't care. They're just so nilly-willy, they don't care. Kevin McCarthy on Thursday defended his decision to keep all Democrats. No, I'm just kidding. Defended his decision to keep California Democrat Eric Swalwell and Adam Schiff off the House Intelligence Committee. He argued that Schiff openly lied about the Russian election interference in a disturbing briefing he received from the FBI on Swalwell. If you got the briefing I got from the FBI, he said you wouldn't want to have Swalwell in any committee. When one reporter questioned McCarthy's commitment to allowing Democrats to pick their own committee members, he said, and you're going to tell me other Democrats couldn't fill that slot? He cannot get a security clearance in the private sector, McCarthy said, so would you like to give him one in the government clearance? He's right. You're not trusted just because the people elected you. I mean, I hate to keep picking on them, but look at what New York City keeps doing. They keep voting in these socialists and then wonder why it gets worse. It's like, duh. I thought you guys were highly educated. I thought you guys were smarter than the rest of us. And yet you keep voting in DAs and mayors that make your life miserable and worse. McCarthy spoke up and said, listen, in the last Congress, which was controlled by you Democrats, leadership kept Swalwell in the committee, even after he was red flagged by the FBI. Now, I want you to give this some serious thought. The FBI is on their side. The FBI covers for them. The FBI basically works for them. And they were saying Swalwell shouldn't be on these committees. Anyhow. So they, again, they keep going over it with him. There are 200 other Democrats who could fill that slot. But they kept him on it, McCarthy said. Why? Why would they do that? The only way that they even knew it came forward is when they put to nominate him to the Intel Committee, and the FBI came and told the leadership that he's got a problem. And yet they didn't care. This is why I said to you, they don't care about us. They don't care about our safety. They don't care about any of that. They care about lining their own pockets. You keep saying it's the Republicans. You keep saying it's Trump. Trump lost a fortune. Obama gained a fortune. So did Joe Biden. Be back in a few. Don't go far. A lot more coming up after the break.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Are you looking for the cheapest prices on car insurance? Then call the Cheap Car Insurance Hotline right now. Hey, you're guaranteed to save money on your car insurance. Most car insurances can be canceled at any time. That means if you find a better deal, you can switch right away. We're not just one company. We offer most of the major brands of car insurance. We're like a discount supermarket for car insurance. And it doesn't matter if you have a good record or a bad driving record. Our agents are experts at finding you the right car insurance for your needs. Our average customer saves hundreds of dollars a year when they call us to switch. So why don't you make this 100% free call right now and see how much you can save on your car insurance. Paid for by AIS Insurance.
Call 800-399-7087. 800-399-7087. 800-399-7087. That's 800-399-7087.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA News Update. Lisa Marie Presley is dead at the age of 54. Her mother confirmed the news in a statement to People on Thursday, calling her, quote, the most passionate, strong, and loving woman I have ever known, end quote. Presley, who is the daughter of Elvis and Priscilla Presley, was hospitalized in Southern California earlier Thursday with possible cardiac arrest. She just attended the Golden Globes on Tuesday. Nothing to see here. It was just a mistake. That's the hope and confidence from Biden administration officials in the wake of a special counsel appointment made in the Biden classified documents case. White House spokeswoman Karine Jean-Pierre says the White House cooperated closely with the Justice Department.
We are confident that a thorough review will show that these documents were inadvertently misplaced.
Biden's private attorneys recently found materials with classified markings in storage at his Delaware home. I'm Ryan Daniels, USA News.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
You live here?
Yes.
Well, maybe you know what a zombie is.
When a person dies and is buried, it seems there's certain voodoo priests who have the power to bring him back to life.
Horrible.
It's worse than horrible because a zombie has no will of his own. You see them sometimes walking around blindly with dead eyes, following orders, not knowing what they do, not caring.
You mean like Democrats?
Welcome back to another session with Sanity. It's Dr. Sharon. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855 Real Joe, 855-732-5563. Look, head up to the website, joemessina.com, joemessina.com. You can watch live. You can listen live. You can take the poll. There's a lot happening up there, but mostly sign up for the email blast. Sign up for the text messaging. Text messaging is real simple. Text GOJO to 77222. That's GOJO. To 77222. It's the best way to do it. Easiest way for you to do it. And you know the other thing behind it too is you can read the stories, take the polls. Lots happening up there as well. We're looking to revamp that here any day now. I wish. Talking about how McCarthy has decided to keep some of these Democrats who have outwardly lied, outwardly played games. And really, who put the American people at risk on these committees? You know, and again, usually the parties get to decide who they put on a committee. Except when it came to Nancy Pelosi. Right? She decided who was going to be the January 6th committee. She would not approve who we put forward because she knew that they would push back. She knew it. So now they're accusing McCarthy of doing what she did, and they're mad about it. McCarthy basically said, you know, look, under normal circumstances, I'm fine with that. But not Schiff, and not Swalwell. He said Schiff out and out openly lied to the American public. He told people he had proof. Remember, it's twice now he said he has seen and he has proof that ties Trump to the Chinese. Didn't have it. Never produced it. Right? He told us that he didn't know who the whistleblower was. He knew full well who the whistleblower was. So he put America at risk for 4 years. I mean, he's with Trump. 4 years. Giving out information, doing things he shouldn't have been doing. And it wasn't like he shouldn't have been doing, like he got the inside word on what to trade stocks on so he'd make some money. That's not what I'm talking about here. I'm talking about being close to the Chinese, being close to some of these people that really could use that information to hurt us. Right? We had issues in Ukraine. We had the Afghanistan collapse. Where was the Intel Committee in all this? Why weren't they saying anything? Why weren't they? This is where he should have been blowing the whistle, screaming that there's something wrong. But this is exactly what Washington was up. George Washington was concerned about. That in essence, you would put your party before your country, and you're seeing it happen in front of your eyes. It's not new, mind you. They're just now doing it right in front of your face. That's the biggest difference now. McCarthy says what he's doing with the Intel Committee is he's bringing it back to the jurisdiction it's supposed to do. Looking at keeping this country safe, keeping politics out of it. So he feels he's doing, and I agree with him. Look, I would agree with it, if this is what Pelosi was doing for those reasons. We need to get better at this. And our people need to get better at this. Seriously. Anyway, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Let's get engaged, get involved, get informed. That's how I want it done. That's the only way we win. Right? That's the only way it works. Okay. Remember that trans teacher a few weeks ago? You guys saw the pictures. I hope you saw the pictures of her. Him, her, it, them. He had giant prosthetic breasts. Right? The nipples were sticking out of his shirt, and he's teaching a class. Right? He's back in the news again. So an Ontario High School teacher who wears giant prosthetic breasts, which some have deemed to be obscene, may be causing a new dress code policy change for more professional attire. On January 3rd, the Board of Trustees passed a motion requesting the Director of Education to develop a professional policy, right, to maintain appropriate professional standards of dress and decorum in the classroom. We need to get back to this. We need this country to get back to this. What are we teaching our kids? Flip-flops are okay. T-shirts are okay. These are teachers. Teachers are trying to get you ready for the real world. High schools are not a college campus. A little different, I guess, there. When Fox News Digital reached out for comment about the teacher's giant breasts potentially bringing about a policy change, the educational director reaffirmed the importance of human rights for the underserved, underrepresented. So I guess there's a whole group of, big-breasted, transgender, prosthetic-wearing women. Men, women. I don't know. Because that's the example they give, right? Well, we have to secure the human right of underserved and underrepresented groups. I think this is the only group I see is what she's got on, he's got on, whatever. The commitment to human rights remains rooted in our core values and commitment to each and every student and staff who identifies as a member of the underserved or underrepresented groups, and our approach is informed by opinions from leading employment law firms. With human rights and equity advisors, the commitment and approach will continue to be applied to its fullest. Yeah, okay. When do we perceive, understand, or know that we can get to the absurd, right? The teacher who the district has refused to identify went viral in September after videos of the giant prosthetic breasts and nipples. I mean, you got to see the picture. I'm on radio. I can't show it to you. Now, some have argued that the district was required by Canadian law to allow the transgender teachers to dress as they please, while others have said that the attire is sexual and therefore extremely inappropriate to be worn around minor children. I agree. All right? Seriously. If a naturally born woman was dressed like that, people would be up in arms. And that's the same thing now, you know, what I'm reading, and when I'm reading these stories about the twerking, It's the LGBTQ community that's making the uproar that these people have a right to perform. You're separating them out. You're singling them out. No, no. This is not appropriate for young kids. This is not kid-friendly. And the fact that it's happening in Texas is really freaky. At least I think it is. So again, it's up to you and I to make noise. It's going to be up to you and I to make them uncomfortable about what they're doing. It's up to you and I to bring, I won't say a close to this stuff, but sweet Jesus, you got to do something to bring it forward. You got to do something so people understand what's happening and what's going on. Okay, when we come back, I want to talk about Kamala Harris and her word salad again. The woman, I haven't seen her give a speech yet that had any kind of depth or relevance or even made sense, frankly, for that matter. She was joined by Secretary of Energy Jennifer Granholm and University of Michigan Professor Kyle White. They're going to talk about the climate crisis. Notice how they changed it, right? Global warming, global cooling, global changing, climate changing, or climate change. Now we're at climate crisis. But she has not been able to put it out there in plain, simple English. And she's been talking about that. You think by now somebody would have written this out for her so she could look at it on the plane, she could have a clue. Or maybe she just doesn't even care. 855-REAL-JOE, 855, love to know what you have to say, 855-732-5563. Get involved, get engaged, be part of the solution. You do that by getting information. I know some of you could probably say that for me, right? And then head up to the website, the real side, I mean, JoeMessina.com. Joe Messina, what do you want from me? JoeMessina.com, where you can watch live, listen live. You can be part of the chat room. A lot going on there as well. And they're smarter than I am. I mean, look at what they write. Be back in a few minutes, folks. Don't go far.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of Trustlink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
If you're like most Americans, you can see things are out of control. Global problems have local consequences, too many of them. And if the next news headline spins us into chaos, you'd better be ready. Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break. Today's the day to secure emergency food for everyone in your family. My Patriot Supply is America's largest preparedness company. Our specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. It'll be there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. As we all know, calories equals energy equals survival. And as you'd expect from a true preparedness company, our food kits are in stock and ship quickly. Those who know what's coming are preparing today. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
$6,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Advertising is simple. It starts with someone who has a need.
Mom!
And then gets more specific.
Mom, I want pizza.
Then we add urgency.
I want pizza tonight.
Before you know it, your GCN advertising message is reaching millions of listeners. Listeners who are definitely in need.
We want pizza!
You see, advertising on GCN is simple. Your message meets their need, and the result means new business for you. Tell us about your business, then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message to feed those who have an urgent need.
We want pizza tonight!
GCN has the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 1,000 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@gcnlive.com.
Hey folks, Tom D for ParanormalDate.com. Are you looking for love in all the wrong places? Now you have a chance to change that by signing up free at ParanormalDate.com. This incredible dating site puts people of like minds together. People who are interested in the strange, the unusual, ghosts, zombies, UFOs, crop circles, and more. ParanormalDate.com was developed for you, people who seek a little more than the other dating services offer. You can join for free by going to ParanormalDate.com, and if you decide you like it and you want to connect with others, use the code GEORGE for a substantial discount. So many people want to share their experiences with the paranormal, the afterlife, the unusual, and this is the place to meet and share common interests with those of like minds. So sign up for free at ParanormalDate.com. That's ParanormalDate.com. Use the code word GEORGE and start meeting others. Get going now and connect with someone you like.
Austin Powers always defeats me because he has Joe.
Joe?
Joe. The life force, the essence, the right stuff. What the French call a certain, I don't know what.
We are back. Good to see your host. Always a pleasure to have you. 855-ROAD-JOE, 855-732-5568. Listen, get involved, get engaged, right? Just be part of the solution. It's really that simple. It ain't that hard to figure out. Anyway, 855-ROAD-JOE, 855-732-5563. Let's go to the phones. And let me see, Christine in California. How are you doing?
Good, Joe. How are you?
Good. What's up?
Good. So what I wanted to share with you was regarding the teacher with a large prosthetic. I came across that online as well, posts of this teacher, and thought, gosh, that's outrageous. How are the kids learning? It just looks clownish, right? So I started following some of the comment threads about this, and my understanding is that particular teacher, now maybe there's more than one, but the one who's really out there, shall we say, is a Woodstock teacher who was reprimanded by his school board multiple times for toxic masculinity, and that this was his response. Basically, that they came after him for toxic masculinity. He is supposedly a very masculine woodshop teacher who was not okay with a lot of the wokeism and the garbage that he was seeing in his school, And in response to him being written up over and over again for not being on board with their agenda, he started coming to school dressed this way. Now, in one of the comments, there was one kid who said, I am his student, and he is 100% trolling. So I don't know if this is the case, but if it is the case, that kind of will explain why the school board
If it's the case, Christine, I'm 100% on board with him. I'd show up right next to him. You know what I'm saying?
Me too. The comments were along the lines of not all heroes wear capes, some wear something else.
Yeah, I thought it was kind of interesting that he was a woodshop teacher. I saw that, and then, but if he was pushing back on them, if he was pushing them to change what they were doing, then it was a great way to do it. I wish he would come out and say that, though.
Yeah, right. What I have is secondhand knowledge, not firsthand knowledge. I don't know him, and I don't know any of his students or anyone at the board personally, but I happened to stumble across a thread that said that's what had happened, was that he was actually sort of drawn up at school for his, quote, toxic masculinity. And so he did this. You know, hey, this is something you can't, you know, how can you argue with this? But it would be nice.
I hope it's right.
But I guess...
But not to be rude, I mean, I could have done without the nipples, okay? I mean, that was really...
It's a little rough.
There were young kids in that room, you know?
That's my feeling, too. When I first saw it, I thought, this is ridiculous. And I saw these boys just standing around him, and I thought, how are they able to focus with this? How is he able to even use, like, what is he using in there, like a bandsaw? You know, like...
Oh, God. All right. Well, I appreciate the information. I hope you're right.
Yeah.
That would make a whole different change to the story. Appreciate you calling in. Thank you.
Okay, thanks so much. Bye-bye.
Yeah, bye. Yeah, I mean, seriously, if I love people who find creative ways to push back on issues. And this is one of the ways to do it. Look, some of you know I'm on a school board. And years ago when I first got on a school board, one of the first things I took on was a book that had a descriptive rape scene in it. Which is why I kind of giggled today with some of the stuff going on, because I go, you know what? Some of us were fighting back years ago. So anyway, they were pushing hard. The teachers and some of the other administrators were pushing hard to keep the book. The book was required summer reading for kids, you know, coming into their senior year. And I had parents, a lot of parents, that approached me and said, look, we don't want our kids having them read these books. We don't want them to have to read these books. We want to give them options. So I was part of the person driving, either pulling the book or taking the book and making and sending home a slip to the parents saying, look, there is a book in this group of books that your child has to read. Yes, your child has to read this summer. And there's a descriptive rape scene in this book. It's on page such and such. You may want to look at it. I've always said I have two daughters. One of them would have read it and said, okay, it's a book, it's a story, it's a whatever. I got it. The second one would have hid in the closet for the rest of her life. Okay? So, as parents, we know what our kids are like. We should. If we don't, maybe we shouldn't be parents. I don't know. But we know what our kids are like. We know what they can take and can't take. And we know, from a moral value standpoint, what our moral values are and what we're willing to step out on. Right? So, the pushback was amazing. Seriously. So, I grabbed the book at one point, and I started reading. I'm talking almost 15 years ago. I started reading the scene. And they're like, whoa, what are you doing? I said, well, if you're okay with seniors in high school reading this, I'm an old man. I'm sitting here, you know, old man, okay, I was in my 50s. But I'm sitting there saying, as an old man, as an adult, we should have a problem hearing this, right? And it changed the outcome of that. We lost the boat, but it changed the outcome because it was no longer comfortable or okay to do that. So I think it's the same thing here. You've got to stand up. You have to open your mouth. You have to say something. And you may find it uncomfortable. You may think that your friends are going to make fun of you. Somebody's going to make fun of you for being a prude or whatever. I remember heard all kinds of descriptions. All kinds of reasons. Don't care. If the kids are that important, if you really have integrity and those kids are that important to you, open your mouth and say something. Prove to us that you have integrity. Prove to us that you're willing to fight. Because I don't believe it. I don't believe it because I see it. I see what happens to people. You know, they claim that all of this is something that they want to do or not want to do or what have you. and then you hear nothing. All right, if this works, we're good. But Kamala Harris, I don't know. You know, the word salad stuff that she does on a regular basis should make all of you crazy. Because she's out there representing us. She's out there. Here, just take a listen. Maybe. Come on, you can do it.
So excites me, but I among the many things, I'm excited about electric school buses. I love electric school buses. I just love them for so many reasons. Maybe because I went to school on a school bus. Hey, raise your hand if you went to school on a school bus.
You went to school on a gas-powered, right, stinky school bus, but go ahead.
So here's the thing. Who doesn't love a yellow school bus, right? Can you raise your hand if you love a yellow school bus, right? Just, there's something about the, and most of us, many of us went to school on the yellow school bus, right? And it's part of our experience growing up.
Think of the movement through the lens of something I love, which is to always think about complex issues through the frame of a Venn diagram. I love Venn diagrams. I love Venn diagrams. So,
see what I'm saying? It's nerdy. I'm just saying.
So the three circles, and you can do more. Nobody says a Venn diagram has to only be three circles, right? I love Venn diagrams. I really love Venn diagrams. You know, the circles, right? Three usually. It is the Caribbean nations, island nations. In the Western Hemisphere, that is where the Caribbean is. We are also in the Western Hemisphere. They are our neighbors.
So Ukraine is a country in Europe. It exists next to another country called Russia. Russia is a bigger country. Russia is a powerful country. Russia decided to invade a smaller country called Ukraine. So basically, that's wrong.
But inspired by also our collective ability to see what can be unburdened by what has been. Because we have the ability to see what can be unburdened by what has been, and then to make the possible actually happen.
I just feel like I lost 2 minutes of my life. What is she talking about? Right? She, that was the best 2 minutes of word salad I've ever heard. To make the possible possible. What does that mean? Unburdened by what happened in the past. You're not ever burdened by what happened in the past. You change it. You make something different. You make it better. You look at the mistakes you made or the things you did well, and you build on those things. I love this stuff. I think it's hilarious. There was a lot of words, absolutely no depth. No real content and no depth. And she switched the yellow bus to the electric school bus. Right? Just, come on, that's funny. And some of you, I mean, I'm old enough, some of you might be as old as I am. I don't know, remember when the bus driver used to tease you to lean forward? Because the bus was in such bad shape, you could barely make it up a hill? Oh, it's going to be a lot of fun when you do the electric school buses, isn't it? They're not there yet. None of this stuff is there. Talk more about this on the other side in the next hour. Joe Messina, your host. Thanks for being with me. I much appreciate it. If your station's leaving us, you can always get us online too. JoeMessina.com. JoeMessina.com. Like I said, a lot of stuff coming up after the break. Don't go anywhere far. Heat up your coffee. Grab a sandwich. You'll have enough time. Send me one. I don't care. And head up to the website. Also, got a lot of stories up there you can read. We've got a lot of things you can sign up for. You can sign up for the email blast. Again, text messaging. And you can watch the show live and get involved with smarter people than I in the chat room. Be back in a few minutes. Don't go far.